Well, Barack and Tiger stage comebacks, but Manny, not so much. Yes, sirree. Okay, well, President Obama says Americans of different beliefs came together and kicked the living crap out of each other. Huh? Weren't even there to push the button, were you? E pluribus food fight, that's our new motto. Another case of grown men acting like grown men, ladies and gentlemen. To attach riders to hold their pants up. You want a rider? I'll give you a rider. Uh-huh. You know. If student councils worked this well, there'd never be a prom. No night in old New York, ever. If the NFL worked this way, it'll be the NFL. Among these guys, you know, Rand Paul is considered an intellectual, so just keep that in mind. Paulie Ryan's an economist. John Boehner, a leading man. And Mr. Obama, the first president who's coy. How do you feel about it? Well, like Tweedledee to the speaker is Tweedledum, you know. It's getting old. All this to keep a government running that they've convinced us is better off not running at all. You know, that's good. Just deliver the mail and get out of town. That's what I say, federal government. In the news, a compromise on social issues, only Democrats will be encouraged to have abortions. Works out. Planned Parenthood's slip through when they discover they buy their condoms in bulk, so they weren't saving that much. The shutdown was averted. Now, SFU, ladies and gentlemen. They approved the first serious but not fatal slash of $38 billion. That's just Trump change. All comes from my retirement account anyway, so you won't. The big stuff, of course, starts with the United States of Paulie Ryan coming up. Look for that. This is where a C minus B plus math student from Janesville Craig, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Janesville Craig. Nothing against Janesville Craig. You know. The math department, maybe. Drains the oil from the greatest economic engine the world has ever known, ladies and gentlemen. Medicare will be replaced with ethical suicide parlors. And Medicaid with schnapps on a cotton ball. And you stick it in your cheek and you'll be fine. The path of prosperity, formerly known as the road to ruin, ladies and gentlemen. In other news, Trump private dick in Hawaii discovers Obama is heir to King Kamehameha's throne. Unexpected results there, huh? Contenders for the Wisconsin Supreme Court will job share. She in Madison and he in Waukesha. There were a few irregularities as 14,000 votes turned up in a creel in Pewaukee. They're looking into it. The tarp has been rolled off the Grand Canyon. That's good news. So that's open. Take a while to get Old Faithful back up to speed, I guess. In other news, NATO says, what the heck, it was friendly fire. Libyan rebels are advised to wear orange. Yang is in the lead at the Masters. Yin is way back. Paulie Ryan proposes final solution for baby boomers. Still no volunteers for Republican candidate. Romney is waiting for the salamander to tell him to run. They're checking to see if Stassen is still alive. That's a possibility. Katie Couric, the long colonoscopy goodbye. That sounded like Ed McMahon on that one. Khalid, sheik your booty to get a 21-gun salute at Guantanamo. The BP Armada was sighted in the Gulf. Southwest Airlines, serious about freeing you to move about the country. And hey, the bags were flying free. Governor Walker rejects Madison, fortunately with the return of Paul Soglin's People's Republic of Madtown. We are beyond his jurisdiction. Glenn Beck experiences rapture transcends Fox for a higher realm, possibly National Geographic or something like that. Trump hair, not born in the USA. The Gaddafi letter to Obama calls him my son, giving some credence to what Trump is saying. If Trump spoke Spanish, he'd be Hugo Trumpez. Tina Fey carrying Todd's baby. Okay, I'll take it on. No harm done. Governor of New Jersey, now an actual four-year-old. What a big boy, too. Somali pirate sentenced to cabin boy service on Carnival Cruise, where Charlie Sheen will be entertaining in the lounge. Almost through with this, but I appreciate your forbearance. Fatal flaw in Google driverless car is you have to search for it. And finally, and I mean that, Barry Bonds claims it was Botox in the buttocks. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much.